Hey, Brian.
Hey Brian, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Tyler, how are you?
Good, good. Just getting back from my lunch here. I got your voicemail. I was just thought I'd figure I'd give you a call and see if you had a minute to talk there.
I do, yeah. I was just kind of curious. You pique my curiosity a little bit. Anytime somebody wants to talk about money, I'm always available for that. It's a conversation that I like to have. So what exactly is the fill me in on some stuff. Like what I don't I didn't understand a lot of what you were talking about. I don't usually take out loans and stuff. But I have obviously I've got a lot of suppliers and shit like that that I got credit with, or stuff like that that I got credit with, so I understand how credit works. But anyway, so just go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. What was the name of your company here? I'm trying to pull your file up. For some reason, it's not popping.
SAP Restoration.
ASAP Restoration.
Like as soon as possible. I've got another company that I work for. I'm going to be part owner in as well once I get it a little more hatched. That one's called Online Adjusting, but that wasn't what you were calling about. My name wouldn't be affiliated with that. It has to be ASAP. I'm part owner in that company as well.
Okay, let me see if I can pull
I
the
got
file.
a lot of things in the works, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So,
Restoration and Roofing. Is Shane Johnson the manager there?
Shane Lawson. Yeah, that's my business partner.
Perfect. Okay, we got the file here. There we go. All right.
Johnson? Wow.
Shane.
It's Lushen, Loschen.
Aha. Are you located at 1302 24th Street West?
No. We have offices throughout the Midwest. I'm located up in the Great Falls office. Shane right now is in Colorado, well, Denver technically, Colorado Springs area. We both were in that sounds like either the Omaha address or might be the Billings address before we moved locations.
Yeah, Billings. That's exactly what it
Okay,
is.
Billings address. Okay, yeah. No, we both worked in Billings for in that office for about almost 2 years. I don't like Billings. Shane, I don't know how else to put it. Shane got a fiance, and he's getting married here shortly. Just had his first baby, so he's down in Denver right now, getting that branch kind of going. But I moved up to Great Falls. It's about 3 hours from Billings, but I moved up to Great Falls, and pretty much kind of moved the corporate office up to here. I still do a lot of work in Billings, but it's pretty much kind of self-sufficient down there. My guys down there can kind of work their stuff out together. I just kind of I just didn't like it up there, and honestly, I got a huge thing here in Great Falls, an opportunity anyway, with a lot of work that and not a lot of competition. So I'm just this year I kind of retooled a lot of my staff and stuff. We had a couple of and then only. I'll be really honest with you. I never really answer these calls or return the calls, but I got your call, and one of the things you had said, as far as like equipment and workforce, were two things that I had significantly overhauled. We had a lot of our equipment stolen, actually, so I shouldn't say overhauled. Yeah, somebody got out to our property here, and we have everything, under lock and key, more or less. Here at the property, and obviously it had to be somebody who worked with us. Got in, and ladders, you name it, nail guns, just ripped us blind. And yeah, and we have no recourse. We have no way of getting it back. I can't prove who did it. The police are helpless. Or I shouldn't say that. That's not nice. They weren't as helpful as I would have liked them to have been. And then I retooled a lot of the staff. I had some. Just some people on my staff that were, in the sales department mainly, but laboring too, that just started having some issues and problems, and they just kind of just didn't solve them. They became kind of a bad apple, and started like a cancer, and it just started to spread. And so I just said, you know what, everybody's getting bad habits and starting to get lazy, kind of. So I
I
just
got
figured
you.
out. Do everything. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, I guess. But that's what piqued my interest. And I was like, you know, especially in the spring, but, you know, even through the winter, it could really help us to get even that much more of a kickstart. Mm-hmm. And that way, cause we don't do a whole lot of work in the winter. Spring is really when we start, hitting things hard. And we do a lot of restoration work, which means that get money from the insurance company for the job. It's usually 2 to 4 weeks after the job's done do we get paid. Sometimes it can be 2 to 3 months. And that's when we start, being 2 to 3 months in the red, especially you're talking large numbers, you know, $10,000, $20,000.
Yeah.
It can, even with a good pipeline, it can make things a little difficult for at times, you know. So,
Of course.
You know, so we could be...
I was going to say, you guys are... Sounds like anywhere from a net 30 to a net 90 there on some of the payouts for the contracts that you get. Wow.
Our average is actually net 30, net 90.
Wow.
Yeah, but we average probably, I would say, 45 to 60 days. If you were to take everything from best to worst,
mm-hmm.
I would say 45 to 60 days to get paid in full. And I would say usually anywhere from 10 to 30 days to get paid, our first check, which is usually anywhere from 25 to 75%.
Okay. Cover the upfront cost there?
Yeah. Insurance companies usually will pay an ACV. And then now they're required to put a mortgage company on it if, you know, the insured has a mortgage. So a lot of our customers have mortgage companies. And, you know, mortgage companies now, because of all the fraud and crap, you know, going on, and especially in our industry, they usually will hold the check until we complete the job. Then they will send out an inspector, which usually takes 5 days right there. Then the inspector gets there, looks at it. It takes another 5 days for him to turn in the insurance, and then another 5 to 10 days for the insurance company to turn around, review it, and then mail it out to us.
Wow.
Yeah, that sucks.
Is this something you're running into throughout the year, or is this just like a few months out of the year where this kind of stacks up?
It's consistent throughout the year. Sometimes it'll stack up more than others. It just depends on the situation. I got a job right now. We've been on this job for 7 or 8 months now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has some specialty work with it that the people in this area are not very good at or accustomed to, and so it's taken me a while to find somebody that can complete that. And because I had to obviously bring one of my guys from out of state, and I finally was able to juggle it and get it, and it cost more than I'd like, but hey, it is what it is. But that job there has held up a lot of money. I mean, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a $45,000 job. You know,
yeah.
We've gotten 2 checks on it, and that's it. So, you know, once we finally get it done, we'll be good, but, you know, that's, 6 months now? We've been, red.
Wow.
So, it happens, but, I mean, we persevere and we get through, and sometimes, when the going's good, trust me, there ain't no complaints.
Okay. As far as what you're looking to do here, I mean, is this just some capital you want to bring on to kind of get through the slow period? Did you have some plans there for expansion? What was it you were looking to do with the business?
With the business, I'm looking at it twofold. I mean, obviously, I'm always looking to get through the winters. Mm-hmm. Winters are always tough for us because I don't know if you've ever been to Montana. If you haven't, don't bother. I'm kidding. the winters here are brutal cold. And almost all of our work is exclusively exterior. So you can't go put a roof on and it's, below 40, nonetheless, 40 below zero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, winters, we find, some other things sometimes, we'll do cleanup, if there's an extra heavy snowfall or interior stuff, we can always do that, as much as I hate interior, we can do that. It doesn't pay a lot, but, it's something to do.
Yeah.
Keep our guys busy. And then once spring rolls around, I plan on expansion is just one of the things I plan on doing. And by expanding, I'm assuming you mean hiring on new people and opening up new offices. For, like I said, Great Falls is right now where I put our main location. Okay. Montana's huge. So basically, there's nothing like close to Great Falls. It's not like, you know, where I'm from. I grew up in L.A. I've lived in Vegas and up in Northern California. You know, mm-hmm. in those areas, you know, it's like you leave Vegas, you're in Henderson. You leave Henderson, you're in another city, L.A. especially. You know, you can't drive 20 minutes without being in a new city, it seems like. Here, you drive 2 hours, like, to get to the next city, which is Havre, and it's a dump. So, you know, it's a little more difficult and costly, you know, because I can't commute, in other words. So, like, I've got the staff set up here to take over Great Falls, right?
Right.
Now, I move out, and still kind of debating on whether Helena or Bozeman, but I want to go to one of those two cities because there's a lot of opportunity there for work for a restoration company. If a storm, because we do a lot of, like, when a hailstorm, a hurricane, tornado, you know, something like that comes about, you know, we have a lot of excess work, and we'll go to those cities and work it. And Missoula and places like that up here are places I'm looking into as well. So that's just part of it. Can you hold on 1 second? I just had somebody come to the office. Give me 1 sec.
You're good.
I'm sorry, bud. Give me one more minute here, okay?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I got a client here real quick. This is going to take me a second, okay, bud?
You're good.
We have programs for at least one part, but that's pretty good.